left New York 1949. Go across the country without a damn blame time. Montana in the cold, cold fall. Found my father in the gambling hall.
Bites my cheek through the wing, and it's these late nights and this freeway flying that always makes me sing. There's a duster trying to change my tune. He's pulling up fast on the right, rolling restlessly by a 24-hour moon. And a Wisconsin hiker with a cue ball head, he's wishing he's home in a Wisconsin bed. But there's 15 feet of snow in the east, colder than a well digger's ass, and it's colder than a well digger's ass. Oceanside, it ends the ride with San Clemente coming up. And Sunday desperados slip by and cruise with a dryback. And the orange driving, the neon billing, and the theaters filling to the brim with slave girls in a hot spur and bucket full of sin. The metropolitan area with interchanging connections. Fly-by nights from Riverside and out-of-state plates running a little late. But the sailors jockey for the fast lane, so 101 don't miss it. It's rolling
against this reflex, some have no control. I rattle and I laughter and tally off I go. Canoeing up the river or out into the home. You just know me not, so not play the role. Some are lovey dovey, I hear crazy throw. Some shake their hand, but this is called the show. I was John Doe, no, I'm Mr. Dollar Co. Pissed with the witness, so now I go. O's got the world, cause O's was on tour. Girls gave the O's and guys O's for sure. Where they arose from, nobody knows. What do they mean? Well, here's how it goes. O's shoots got the O's. When you hold the dough, you know who you are, but they didn't know. And now with respect, they flex like a pro. You're first another nigga, but now an afro.
Semaine dans la mise en bouche de Samplez-moi, déroulons ce chemin littéraire amoureux du lecteur exalté qu'est Thomas Hofford. Aujourd'hui, le troisième épisode de La puissance de la littérature s'attardera sur Charles Manson et l'œuvre de Jack Kerouac, et sera lu par l'actrice Joanna Price, vue notamment chez Olivier Assayas ou Christophe Honoré. Vous avez l'habitude maintenant, les musiques périphériques que j'ai choisies essaieront de faire le lien entre ce sujet et l'épisode classique de 18h30. Bonne écoute!
Nuts can no flow if the shade is in the dough. On with your hat, dreadlock is heading out the door, y'all. We're selling O's, y'all. We're selling O's and O's. We're selling O's at the corner store, y'all. We're selling O's, y'all. We're selling poodles and poodles and poodles and poodles of O's, y'all. We're selling O's, y'all. At the corner store, we're selling O's at the corner store, y'all. We're selling O's, y'all. At the corner store, we're selling O's.
Jack Kerouac is dedicating this number to lovely, beautiful, skinny, shapely Sue Evans with the beautiful box.
La puissance de la littérature ou l'itinéraire d'un lecteur exalté en 11 chapitres. Chapitre 3. Manson dans Kerouac. Everybody's happy. Se plonger dans la lecture de Sur la route, de Kerouac, lecture quotidienne, quelques pages par jour, entrecoupées d'expériences de la vie ordinaire. Puis, sentir sa vision du roman perturbée de manière significative et mystérieuse par un événement extérieur. Une amie entreprend la lecture d'un livre qui, par le fait qu'elle vous en rapporte un résumé de chaque chapitre, chaque jour, imprègne de façon manifeste votre perception du Kerouac que vous lisez à ce moment-là. Son livre, l'autobiographie de Charles Manson, est alors mélangé, entrelacé, emmêlé au vôtre. La folie et le glauque du parcours de Manson s'incrustent, bavent, s'imprègnent dans les pages du Kerouac. Sur la route n'a plus tout à fait la même saveur. cette expérience de lecteur qui voit son ouvrage imbibé, investi, transformé par le récit éprouvant de Manson, est paradoxalement ensorcelant, envoûtant. La vie de Manson se confond alors à celle de Kerouac. Deux traversées de l'Amérique qui s'accoutument l'une à l'autre. Deux temps qui se chevauchent, qui se consument l'un dans l'autre. L'âpreté, la brutalité, le sordide et la rudesse du récit de Manson s'imbriquent alors parfaitement dans les rouages stylistiques tout en dentelle de Kerouac.
So in America, when the sun goes down and I sit on the old broken down river pier watching the long...
Cette verve d'apparence libre et limpide ne se lit pas. Elle se respire, parfois suffocante, haletante, avec cette impression d'apnée, de manque de ventilation, en attente d'une expiration soudaine qui vous libère.
The evening star must be drooping and shedding her sparkler dims on the prairie, which is just before the coming of complete night that blesses the earth, darkens all rivers, cups the peaks and folds the final shore in. And nobody, nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody besides the forlorn rags of growing old. I think of Dean Moriarty. I even think of old Dean Moriarty, the father we never found. I think of Dean Moriarty.
Tonight also, I wrote a song called On the Road. I'm just reading what I wrote all night. There are better things coming than what I wrote all night. Coming straight from the mind.
Ce rapprochement, cette synchronisation forcée entre les deux récits, aux deux styles antinomiques, vous offre alors une troisième vision de l'Amérique pour un livre qui n'aura jamais existé.
Father, where have you been? You've been where the ruler says is only 18. Your son, he said, don't worry about me. I'm about to die of blues.
La puissance de la littérature ou l'itinéraire d'un lecteur exalté en 11 chapitres. Lu par Johanna Price, prise de son Antoine Berry-Roger, mixé par Mathieu Ratelot, écrit et réalisé par Thomas Aufort. Prochain chapitre, Mémorandum.
Worms eat away, but the worry what's a win. The worms eat away, but the worry what's a win. So I left Montana on an old freight train. The night my father died in the cold, cold rain. Road to Opelousas, road to Wounded Knee. Road to Oglala, home I'll never be. Home I'll never be.
J'étais femme. I'm
It's coming down fast, but don't let it break you. Tell me, tell me, tell me the answer. It may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Look out, helter skelter. Helter skelter.
One more time.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom. Tables under the trees. April in Paris. This is the feeling. No one.
C'est la mise en bouche de son Clément.
Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart? I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Never missed a one.
April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Dean, ragged in a moth-eaten overcoat he brought especially for the freezing temperatures of the East, walked off alone. The last I saw of him, he rounded the corner of 7th Avenue, eyes on the street ahead, and bent to it again. Old Dean's gone, I thought, and out loud I said, he'll be all right. So, in America, when the sun goes down, and I sit on the old broken-down river pier watching the long, long skies over New Jersey and sense all that raw land that rolls in one unbelievable huge bulge over to the West Coast, and all that road going, all the people dreaming in the immensity of it. And in Iowa, I know by now the children must be crying in the land where they let the children cry. And tonight the stars will be out, and don't you know that God is Pooh Bear? The evening star must be drooping and shedding her sparkler dims on the prairie, which is just before the coming of complete night that blesses the earth, darkens all rivers, cups the peaks, and folds the final shore in, and nobody, nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody besides the forlorn rags of growing old. I think of Dean Moriarty. I even think of old Dean Moriarty, the father we never found. I think of Dean Moriarty. Sing a song of sad young men, glasses full of rye. All the news is bad again. Kiss your dreams goodbye. Sitting in the bar, knowing neon nights, missing all the stars. Oh, the sad young men drift down, drinking of the night, trying not to drown. Ah, sad young
les références musicales et réécouter cette mise en bouche spéciale La puissance de la littérature, Manson et Kerouac, rendez-vous sur la page de Samplez-moi et le site de Jet FM. Tout de suite, l'épisode classique.
Oh.
Samplez-moi.